GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
If you are working remotely, if your home office is now your new office, if your kid is involved with remote learning, and Noel, I think that just, that's all of us, I think.
All of us.
Okay. I want you to meet a guy named John Doherty. John Doherty. He's on line three. He's from Mission Broadband. Noel, this is John. John, JD, this is Noel March right here.
Good morning, John, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Noel. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys?
We're doing well. I had a chance to hear you on Friday talk about, and Mission Broadband, you're all about connectivity and hooking up businesses. And what does Mission Broadband do? I mean, it sounds like it's a Mission Impossible.
Right. So we're a consulting firm who helps cities and towns solve the broadband needs. So there's 50 million Americans that don't even have access to internet, and thousands of those are in Maine. We got millions more that really can't afford internet services. And again, you know, many of those are in Maine. So Mission Broadband helps communities understand the broadband internet landscape and works with them to find ways to solve those issues.
Okay. Can you give us an idea as to maybe what is now underway because of COVID-19 and what might be ahead? And you had an excellent example that you shared on Friday that has to do with building a town or a city and Main Street and a water pipe. Share that with us so people can understand.
Yeah, and I guess I'd start with saying this is kind of a third area that says, you know, there's people without broadband, but then there's, you know, not adequate broadband, right? And I think that's what we want to talk about this morning. On a grand scale, you know, Maine has plenty of internet bandwidth. You know, there's service providers are all equipped with disaster recovery, business continuity, you know, lots of ways to get in and out of the state. That you're not going to break the internet, right, from Maine. Healthcare, hospitals, banks, large corporations, they're all fine for the same reasons, right? They buy, technical term, gobs of bandwidth, you know, dedicated circuits and high bandwidth circuits. So all, you know, all those people are fine. What we're talking about is, like you said, is the neighborhood, right? The people working at home, K-12, colleges, telehealth, all those areas that, you know, probably we'll see a degraded type of service. And the easiest way, like I was explaining that on Friday, is if you have Main Street and you build the water pipe going down Main Street, and that's all fine for a while, and then First and Second Street pawn off, and you build water pipes down those streets, kind of feed off the original one, and then you feed off that, you know, farther and farther away from Main Street. We've all had the experience of, you know, if you're in your house and taking a shower and somebody starts the laundry or runs water in another room in the house, you lose a little bit of water pressure, right? So as the water analogy is, you know, as you kind of go off Main Street, it's built for, you know, best effort. Not everybody's going to turn the water on at the same time. But if you've got everybody, you know, now in a neighborhood that was, you know, built over time, and everybody flushes the toilet, does the laundry, and takes a shower at the same time, there's a degradation in service, right? That's going to go down. You're going to notice that water pressure is going to change. So that analogy we use kind of in the internet area, right? So if you've built a neighborhood based on internet on a certain take rate or a certain bandwidth, we'll say, and there are, you know, 100 homes in that area, I'm going to build it to the number of people that may buy it from me, and I'm going to do a best effort service. Right. So I am buying a service that is adequate for my needs. I'm going to get it, you know, 99.9% of the time. I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to notice anything. I'm going to do my daily, you know, stuff, watch videos, stream, social media, all of those things. I'm not going to see a degradation in service. What's happening now is we're going to take those same neighborhoods that are built on best effort and actually, you know, load them up with 3 or 4 devices per house, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. And the networks, they just, you know, they weren't built for that type of usage in the, you know, in a residential setting.
So let's chime in with a question. So if, and like we have done this at our home, and Noel, I don't know what's going on in your home. We have now set up our two sons to be able to do their remote learning. Elizabeth is set to work remotely. I am set to work remotely. We paid for a pretty good internet access, knowing that we are going to eventually want to do this. What about the guy that's now working for some company that's being told, okay, go work from home? And so he's sitting down today at the kitchen table and open up his laptop, and he's going to want to do all the things but he maybe doesn't have that same big water pipe, internet pipe, coming into his home as he does at his place on Main Street.
Correct. Correct. And that's what you'll say. You'll see a less of a service. So the easiest way to describe that is if you're on a, video call, and typically you'll see people, or you're doing a voice over IP call, they call it, right, calling over the internet. And for the most part, they sound like us right now. They're fine. There'll be choppiness, right? There might be a choppy come in, and somebody has to say, can you repeat that? Because you cut out. Your video, if you're streaming, you might notice that there's, pixelation on the screen. On files, if you're doing email, you may not notice it as much. You might notice that it took a little longer to send or a little longer to get it back. Large file downloads, you'll notice. They'll take probably a little bit longer, and they may fail depending on the application. You'll have to, reinitiate it and start over. So there'll be not the typical service potentially that you've signed up for, because it is. It's best effort.
Well, John, school is coming back for K-12, but also for colleges and universities. At the University of Maine, Augusta, we have thousands of students starting back after this spring break week online that hadn't been before. What can we predict for their service and their experience?
Well, now you're asking for a crystal ball, but yes, predictions are tough. But same thing, you're going to load down a typical neighborhood that is not designed to handle that size, that volume of traffic for that long a period of time.
So
you won't break the internet. I don't want, you're not going to break the internet, right? It'll work. It just may be slower.
We're talking with John Doherty. He is with Mission Broadband. They help cities and big companies get the internet service and the connectivity they need with it here. He's telling you what very well might be happening, as so many of us are now going to be working remotely so many streets away from the Main Street water pipe, as he uses in this analogy, which I think is a great one. We talked yesterday, John. Is there any logic to the idea that maybe if I am going to work at home, and I'll look at you, Noel, I don't know what your day looks like, but if I'm going to be working, I might be better off, if I want that speed of connectivity, I might be better off maybe working between 5 p.m. and midnight. If I shift some of my day away from peak demand, is there a possibility that will help?
The challenge there, yes, but the challenge there is peak demand, right? Because if you get into after hours, then a lot of people are streaming, which takes up more. So defining peak is a little bit harder, but that's what you're going to have to adjust to, right? That's what people that, in the really rural towns deal with every day. They don't have that adequate bandwidth, so they figure out ways around it.
Well, we're taking turns to decide what we're going to watch in the evening, and we're on a DSL through the phone line. We can't even use the landline at the same time as the household computer. Yeah, right. What John just said about there are 50 million or so that do not have access, but then there's this other group that just has inadequate access. We're part of that group, in my opinion. Yeah. And so it's going to hit us hard. We have three school-aged children at home, and my work is going to ramp up starting Wednesday morning. And so we shall see what your crystal ball has to say about that.
You will have to take turns. If you've got a lower speed, bandwidth pipe, you're going to have to take turns doing certain things.
I wonder as well what's going to happen. But you said medical providers, those that need it most are already set because they've worked with organizations like Mission Broadband. They've worked with businesses, so they're set. I'm thinking about telehealth services.
Sure.
For someone in the sticks.
Yep.
That I've got it. Maybe it's dial-up for all I know that Grammy has on the East Studmill Road,
Yeah.
But I guess someone's got to reach her. And I guess, best effort, I guess that's the term you taught us, John.
Yeah,
best effort.
That's a challenge. That's the challenge in America right now is telehealth, right? Because it takes, as equipment gets more and more sophisticated, it wants more and more bandwidth. Telehealth is a major concern. And, anytime they throw out there and say, oh, we can do telehealth, it's like, well, you can only do telehealth, the hospital, yes. Again, gobs of bandwidth, plenty. They're fine. The household, where you're trying to do telehealth, that's the issue.
One of the encouraging things that you said yesterday, and I wonder if you can tell folks, these internet companies prepared for this and they took a page out of the playbook of the telephone company where they tested during peak demand. Can you tell folks, because this is fascinating to me, and you can pose the question you posed to me to Noel and see if he can puzzle this out, John.
So for years, phone companies designed their networks around a theory called Erlang. And so they built their networks on the busiest month, busiest day, busiest week, busiest day. And so the trivia question of the day is what traditionally, and it's changed now over the way phone systems are made now or the way phone calls have done, what has typically been the busiest phone call day of the year?
Sunday.
No, he's looking for a specific day out of the year.
Specific day, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is your choice.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Close.
Yeah. Mother's Day.
Oh, that stands to reason, doesn't it?
Because everyone's calling mom, and so that's when phone companies tested to make sure, if it's going to work, this is going to be the day we got all hands on deck here to make sure it all works. And internet companies like maybe yours and others have made sure that that's a day, that's how they prepare for events like this, JD.
They've been doing this a long time, right? And so, like I said, the grand scale of internet in the state of Maine, we have as much, fiber, internet, technology, on a prospective basis, as Boston, Chicago, L.A., doesn't matter. Maine has as much as any other state, any other city.
A school and distance education, streaming, the number of businesses we haven't mentioned that are now having their meetings, business continues, their continuity of operation plan calls for, I'm not endorsing anybody, but anything from Zoom to FaceTime to Skype to RingCentral and on, where we're going to have business conducted, not face-to-face, but screen-to-screen, and that is taking place all across the country starting today.
That is correct.
John Doherty is with Mission Broadband. I'm guessing missionbroadband.com.
That is correct. And just real quick, we work directly with towns. We're not an internet service provider. We're a consultant, and we work with towns to try to help solve this gap that happens.
Okay. JD, thank you so much. Let me ask you one quick question. One person just went to us. I've got fiber. Is fiber going to slow down? Someone sent that note to us. Can I ask that?
So there are different technologies, right? Fiber is a means of getting internet to your house or to your business, right? It typically can use much larger bandwidths. It's not the delivery mechanism. It's the way the design is upstream from you. So if it's a neighborhood and it's designed for residential, I mean, like you said, if you got 100 meg, 500 meg, you might not see a difference. So depending on your size of your pipe is really what it comes down to, and then the design upstream from you, if it's a neighborhood and they've oversubscribed that neighborhood because it's best effort, if everybody's using 500 meg, you're going to see, you stand a better chance with large bandwidth, but you still can run into issues. And, if we have just a second, Rick, the other thing is to make sure that, you're now overutilizing your own internal network, which is your router, that wireless router. So not everything that you might think is happening, out in the internet world, it's actually happening. The problem's in your house.
The problem is coming from inside of the house.
Correct, because you're overutilizing.
Get out of the house.
That's the quote of the week right there.
John Doherty, again, with Mission Broadband, online at missionbroadband.com. JD, terrific insight. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. If we can say one other thing, Rick, it's just, everybody's going through this, so whoever you call, if there's issues, with your service provider, whatever it may be, just be kind. Everybody just needs to be kind as we get through this.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.